The Sanctuary in 2300 Days. Chapter 12. Two Opposing Sanctuaries in Daniel 8. To the careful reader, this fact will at once appear. They are as follows. First, the sanctuary of the daily desolation. Verse 11 in chapter 11, verse 31. Second, the sanctuary which the daily and the transgression of desolation were to tread underfoot. Verses 13 and 14. The one is the sanctuary of Satan, the other is the sanctuary of the Lord of hosts. The one is the dwelling place of all the gods, the other is the habitation of the only living and true God. If it be said that a sanctuary is never connected with heathen and idolatrous worship, we cite the direct testimony of the Bible. Heathen Moab had a sanctuary, and that sanctuary was a place of prayer and worship for that heathen nation. Isaiah 16, verse 12. The chapel erected by the king of Israel at Bethel as a rival to the temple of God at Jerusalem, 1 Kings 12, verse 27 and verses 31 to 33, was called his sanctuary, Amos 7, verse 13, margin. And the places in which idolatrous Israel, the ten tribes, worshipped, are called sanctuaries, Amos 7, verse 9. The same is true of idolatrous Tyre, Ezekiel 28, verse 18. Attention is called to the following from Apollos Hale. What can be meant by the sanctuary of paganism? Paganism and error of every kind have their sanctuaries as well as truth. These are the temples or asylums consecrated to their service. Some particular and renowned temple of paganism may then be supposed to be here spoken of. Which of its numerous distinguished temples may it be? One of the most magnificent specimens of classic architecture is called the Pantheon. The name signifies the temple or asylum of all the gods. The place of its location is Rome. The idols of the nations conquered by the Romans were sacredly deposited in some niche or apartment of this temple, and in many cases became objects of worship by the Romans themselves. Could we find a temple of paganism that was more strikingly his sanctuary? Was Rome, the city or place of the Pantheon, cast down by the authority of the state? Read the following well-known and remarkable facts in history. The death of the last rival of Constantine had sealed the peace of the empire. Rome was once more the undisputed queen of nations. But in the hour of elevation and splendor, she had been raised to the edge of a precipice. Her next step was to be downward and irrecoverable. The change of the government, transcontinental, still perplexes the historian. Constantine abandoned Rome, the great citadel and throne of the Caesars, for an obscure corner of Thrace, and expended the remainder of his vigorous and ambitious life in the doublet oil of raising a colony into the capital of his empire and degrading the capital into the feeble honors and humiliated strength of a colony. Second Advent Manual, page 68. And not only did Satan possess himself of a rival to the sanctuary of Jehovah in the period of pagan worship, but throughout the Christian dispensation has that arch-fiend possessed a rival temple of God. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 4. Thus much for the rival sanctuary of Satan. The sanctuary of God remains to be noticed at length. Connected with these two sanctuaries, there are two hosts in Daniel 8, verses 9 to 13.